the question was asked, being that in our parsha, in Parshas Ki Tavo, the Jews are commanded to establish stones at the entrance to Israel on which the Torah is written in 70 languages, then if the Torah was available to the nations in 70 languages, what's the problem with the translation of the Torah? That's one of the five reasons we mourn. What's so terrible that the Torah was translated to Greek if the Jews had already translated the Torah upon entering the land of Israel? So firstly, we mentioned that Ibn Ezra writes in the name of a goyim, one of the goyim, that the Torah that was written at the entrance to the land of Israel wasn't a complete Torah, but rather was a tarjag mitzvos, an enumeration of the mitzvos, which is something which is very palatable to one's ear. It's very... the Ibn Ezra on the pasuk over there. Be'eretiv, look at the Ibn Ezra. Yeah. That's all the Ibn Ezra says there. So look, the Ramban, he quotes the Ibn Ezra, but I think it's there. The Chizkuni also, if I'm not mistaken, quotes that opinion. So maybe it's one pasuk earlier, one pasuk later. I thought it was on the words Be'eretiv, but look it up. I think it says it there. So first of all, there is the understanding that the whole Torah was not really offered to the nations in 70 languages. But if we will try to understand the Gemara in Sota, that seems to say it was, the whole Torah was written on those stones. So let's see what the Gemara really says. The Gemara says like this. V'achakach heviu et avanim, and afterwards they brought the stones. We're starting in the middle of the Gemara, daf lamed vav amud aleph in Sota, uvanut hamizbech, and they built this altar, v'sadu besid, and they put plaster on it, v'chatvu alehem t'kol divrei Torah b'shivim lashon, and they wrote on it all of the Torah in 70 languages, as the verse says, be'er heitiv. And then they brought sacrifices, and then they folded up the stones, and they took the stones with them to Gilgal. So that's what the Gemara says. And then, one second, the Gemara says later on, earlier, the Gemara says like this. Yoshua, it says, erected 12 stones in Gilgal. So the rabbi said like this, Ketzad katvu Yisrael tatorah. How did the Jews write the Torah? Rabbi Yehuda omer al gabei avanim katvua. They wrote it on the stones. V'achar kach sadu tan basid. And then they laid plaster over the stones, meaning they wrote the Torah, and they covered it up, so he couldn't read what was written. So they had a mitzvah to write it. They wrote it, and then they covered it with plaster. Amalo Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Shimon said to Rabbi Yehuda, "Lidvarecha, according to the way you say, heyech lamdu umot shel oto azman Torah. How did the nations of that time learn Torah? Right? Meaning, Rabbi Shimon always says we have to understand the reasoning behind the psukim. Rabbi Shimon is the resh tamed dekra, and Rabbi Shimon says, why did the Torah tell us to write it in 70 languages so that future nations, if they want to learn the Torah, they'll have the Torah accessible to them? They won't have to even enter the land of Israel. On the outskirts of the land of Israel, if they want to come learn Torah, it'll be available for them. And then the idea was that the nations would never have a claim, well, we didn't know what the Torah says, we couldn't keep the Torah. The idea was, God said, when the Jews enter the land of Israel, this is the land of the Jewish people. Everyone will know the Jews keep Torah. And on the outside of their land, they will have these stones on which the Torah is written in 70 languages. And no non-Jew will have an excuse to say, I didn't know the Torah, I didn't keep the Torah because I didn't know what it says. So, what?
In this neighborhood, wear modest dress.
What?
In this neighborhood, please wear modest dress.
So they would have been placed outside and said, and this would be...
By the borders, it was supposed to be right when we entered. So Rabbi Shimon says back to Rabbi Yehuda, if right after writing the Torah in 70 languages they covered it with plaster, then how would the nations of that time learn Torah? That's his question to Rabbi Yehuda. Amalo, so Rabbi Yehuda answers him, Binayetera natan be'makadosh baruch hu, God gave extra understanding to the nations of that time. V'shigru notirin shelahin, and they sent their scribes. V'kilfu tasid, and they peeled off the plaster off the stones. V'siua, and then they copied over the Torah. They copied down the Torah and brought it back to their homeland. ועל דבר זה נחתם גזר דינם לבאר שחת. And because of this, their fate was sealed to perdition. שהיה להם ללמוד ולא למדו. Because now they took back copies of the Torah to their home territory, and now they had no excuse. They should have learned, and they didn't. So, because they didn't learn, they're going to be held accountable. Rabbi Shimon says, not like Rabbi Yehuda. He says, the people of Israel entered the land of Israel. They placed these stones, they placed plaster on the stones, and then they wrote on the plaster, which makes more sense. It's like white paper, so they wrote on the plaster. And when they finished writing the Torah in 70 languages, they wrote the verse that says, "Leman shelo yilamdu etchem nasot kechol toavotam," so that they won't teach you to do like their sinful, disgusting ways. That God says, you write down that Torah, so the nations can learn how they're supposed to behave, and you'll affect them, they won't affect you. They won't teach you how to behave in their disgusting ways. So, the idea was that the Jewish people, upon entering the land of Israel, are giving word to the nations outside the land of Israel, you're going to see us massacring the nations of the land of Israel. We have a commandment to destroy everyone that puts up a fight against us. We're supposed to conquer the land of Israel. You see that we're very successful. We're conquering many, many nations. Don't worry that we're headed out after we conquer Israel to conquer other lands. We don't have expansionist policies. God told us to destroy these lands, because these people are the most sinful in the world. The people of Canaan and the people of Mitzrayim were considered the most sinful of the time. And if you guys do tshuva, we'll accept you. You want to come and become Gerim? Here's the Torah. Learn what we're all about. And if you want, we will accept you. Those that are inside the land of Israel, we gave them an option. They don't want to join us. They want to continue their pagan ways. So they don't want to give us the land of Israel. We're going to make war. So the Rabbi Shimon holds that the idea of writing the Torah was to let the nations know, and maybe even the nations of the land of Israel, if you want to become Gerim, this is what the Torah is about, and we'll accept you. The idea behind Rabbi Shimon is that the verse says that the nations will be burnt like plaster. And the idea is that they're held accountable for the time that we put the whole Torah down on plaster. We made it available. It was a one-time thing in that generation. We had a mitzvah to make it available to the nations. And that was like, the Torah is available. You want to become Gerim? The Jews are entering the land of Israel. The Torah is now available. What? One day sale, right. One generation sale for the world. But the idea was, the world is held accountable. Look, God did something extraordinary. He took the Jews out of Egypt. The whole world knew about it. God did something extraordinary. He let the Jews conquer the land of Israel. Everyone heard about it. A few months earlier, Moshe fought Sihon and Og, two of the most powerful kings on earth, and the sun stopped during Moshe's war. The whole world saw the sun stop. A few months later, Yoshua's conquering the land of Israel, and again the sun stops. Shemesh Begivon Dom. The sun stops on behalf of Yoshua. So the whole world was witnessing phenomenons, natural phenomenons, that they knew were on behalf of the Jewish people. And now, if they wanted to find out what are these Jews all about, the whole world also knew, word spread, and they knew that the Torah is available to them now. They didn't take advantage of it. And God says, I'll take them to task for not taking advantage of it. I didn't follow.
Well, they have a task for not accepting the Torah. They don't have to accept the Torah. They have to accept seven wise. Yes, they were saying that all they have to do is seven.
Okay, so on the one hand, a non-Jew is only responsible for the seven Ohad laws. On the other hand, at this time, the Torah was made available to them, that generation. Now let's just see what Tosfos quotes. There's an interesting Tosfos here, yeah? That Gemara?
When they saw the gathering and the miracles,
right.
So
Oh, that's a nice answer. Very good. The Gemara says the Gemara in Brachos, no, Brachos Megillah. Now the Gemara says that there was a nation that they would see the Jews gather twice a year. The Jews used to gather for lectures to learn halacha, and you'd have a tremendous mass, hundreds of thousands of Jews gathering to learn Torah, and they'd have miracles happen when they'd gather there. They'd have like a fire hovering overhead. They'd have miracles. This is in the time of Babylonian Talmud. And the Gemara says, look at this nation. They see the miracles that happen for the Jews when they gather to learn Torah, and none of them become Gerim. None of them say, wait a second, maybe there's something to it. So the Gemara says they're stupid, and they're going to be held accountable for that. Sometimes you have to stop and take note of something. If something phenomenal happens, you're supposed to notice it. So what he's saying is, that's a good answer, that here something phenomenal happened. The Jews were taken out of Egypt, the Torah was given, the Sinai, the world knew about it. And to an extent, the world is held accountable. Why didn't you come and join? Tosus quotes like this. In the Tosefta, Rabbi Yehuda says the Torah was written on the altar. And in the Jerusalem Talmud, it says it was written on, that Rabbi Yehuda held it was written on the stones that they took to their resting place. Rabbi Yossi says, and Rabbi Yossi is the one that says it was written on the stones of the altar. The one who holds that it was written on the stones of the place where they went to rest the first night they entered the land of Israel. So every day the nations used to send their scribes and they'd copy down the Torah that was written in 70 languages. The one who says that it was written on the altar, so he says that it was just written for that period and they took those stones, and those stones ultimately got hidden and they weren't made available to the nations. Now here in parentheses it says that there was a miracle that God gave the nations the understanding that they'd be able to go and copy down the Torah in 70 languages and bring it back, either to, like our Gemara says, to peel off, or there was a different trick to figuring out where the Torah was to bring it back to their people. And the Gemara says, Tosas asks, why are they held more accountable that they didn't come and copy down the Torah and convert in that generation? Why? What about the time the Torah was given? God offered it to each nation and they didn't accept it. So he says that this is more serious because now they all had copies. Each nation had their copy, their hard scroll of the Torah. They had their copy of the Torah that was understandable. And the nations, they didn't take advantage of it. So it seems like it was that generation's thing. And after that generation didn't accept it, so then it wasn't supposed to be made available. That's what it would seem like. So, from the Gemara.
So, it seems like that, a lot of the times are very perplexed. First of all, how do you have all the world's nation aware of this and come and copy it? There seems to be something that is a little...
I don't know if it means literally... I don't know.
But doesn't it? When they're saying seven nations, is it really referring to seven nations or a lot of people around the world?
I don't know. Sometimes the Gemara uses a general term, and it like you're saying, it doesn't literally mean all of them came, and sometimes it does. I don't know what it means here. I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. So I'm saying this is if we look at it as a one generation event, that it was just that generation, so then the Torah was still supposed to be confined to the Jewish people after that
generation,
point.
Then according to this, it was spread to the nations.
But you see, they weren't interested. They let it rot. They put it in their storage houses. No one was interested in reading it, and that's what Hashem says. You had the ability to learn the Torah and you didn't.
Reminds me of the verse about Hashem sending going around all the nations.
Right. Tosus equates it with that midrash. Right? Right? But this Gemara takes it one step further. So the Rambam says, Hashem didn't literally appear to each nation and said, do you want the Torah? But rather Hashem sent a Navi to each nation and offered them the Torah. That when the Medrash says Hashem offered the Torah to each nation, it means Hashem sent a prophet who offered the Torah to each nation, which is easy, more easily understood. That's what the Rambam says, I think, in Igeret Teiman.
Didn't that happen before?
So, but even if we suppose that this Agartha is true,
yeah.
then wouldn't that, at least in principle, would say that that it's fine? It would have been fine, according to what the Gemara is saying, that that's one thing, it's there to encourage not just to join our nation. Isn't that, let's say, making the question even bigger I thought the problem was the principle of passing on, giving up, spreading the Torah to the world. That the translator was going to make the Torah deficient and result in a theological
problems.
It would be an ideal that this would spread. If that would be the first generation, then it would seem as an ideal that the nations would receive it, according to the Gemara.
So, I could answer you, but this is my own answer. I don't know that anyone says it. The Torah that was translated to 70 languages was translated by prophets. In order to be able to encompass the concepts of the Torah, so if you're a prophet, maybe you could do it in translation. When the Torah was translated later on, it was translated by rabbis. As best a job as they did, they couldn't come close to the translation of prophets. We even have a question if we want to translate Shema today. Technically, you could be Yotze, saying Shema in a different language. But we don't know how to translate it well. Translation is very complicated. The Gemara says in their time, they wanted to translate the Megillah, and they didn't know how to translate certain words in the Gemara. In the Megillah, Megillah is Esther. What is that? So the Gemara says, we don't know exactly what each word means. So if the rabbis have to translate the Torah, they'll do the best they can, but it still won't be as encompassing. This is my own thought. I don't know if it's true. That maybe the difference between that generation and this generation was that here you had prophets translating it, and if prophets translate the Torah, so then you're offering the nations a Torah where they'll be able to appreciate its depth. And if you have rabbis translating it, it's as good a job as they'll do, it won't be so good. Now, there's a problem with what I'm saying, because one of the concepts of the Torah being written in Lashon HaKodesh is that the language is exceptional, and that the language has hidden meanings, and other languages don't have the potential that the Hebrew language has. So it's difficult to say what I'm saying, but maybe still we'd say that if it's done at the hands of a prophet, the nations would still appreciate its greatness. And maybe we could say another thing, that you see that at the end of the day it didn't work. They didn't appreciate the greatness. They got the Torah, they all went and copied it down, and it didn't have an impact on them. So maybe that was part of the issue. But again, this is all guessing.
A huge impact in the world,
but yeah, at that time it didn't make an impact. Later on it made an impact. At that time it didn't.
But it made a great impact in the world, in the spread of morals and
an immense impact.